Hey guys, and welcome back to Group Therapy. This is Side Sesh. I'm here with K-10, Jess, and Justin. And this week, we are talking all about toxic positivity on this Side Session. So settle in, take a seat, and welcome to Group Therapy. Toxic positivity, guys. Like, this is a big thing I see online. I have probably been a victim of, as well as perpetrated.
Justin's like, yeah.
The amount of texts I've gotten from you that said, "Keep your head up, sunshine."
You've never said that.
I probably have engaged more in toxic positivity in my younger years. Now I'm just like, buckle up, fucking buttercup. Right. Let's go.
What is happening?
I agree. I made the same transition. But you do see a lot online. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, especially if you're not in the mental health field, you see a lot of people like, ignore those emotions. Like, focus on your grind. Focus on what you want. And just like literally push anything out of the way that might be perceived as negative or just a general emotion.
And I want to say, like, people who do that, I think, at least in my experience, they generally have like good intentions, you know, like they're like, hey, you know, stay positive, you know, and all that. But I think the impact or the consequence is that people might feel invalidated for their struggles. Like whenever I see like live, laugh, love, I'm like, oh gosh, please stop. Even though like I get it.
But. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Because like, it would be nice.
It would. Like, yeah.
And I don't think it's reality.
Oh, absolutely not. We live in 2023. Nobody's living, nobody's laughing, nobody's loving. Like,
we might be living, but we might not be laughing. We might be crying.
You can have one of three.
Yeah. Living is it at this point.
All right.
But I think it is difficult. Yeah, that's a stretch sometimes. But I think, like, with, you know, toxic positivity, like, when you don't lace it with an ounce of empathy or you don't lace it with an ounce of support, that's where the toxic comes in, right? When you're just like, just be happy, focus on the good. Like, that's great. Like, yes, I think, you know, that is an important thing to focus on. But when we don't lace that with support or anything like that, it gives this space and this area to create shame or guilt. That why can't I focus on the good? I'm also feeling this over here. Why can't I just feel good? Why can't I just be okay with these positive things that are happening? And I think that's sometimes the hardest part about toxic positivity is when you just sit in that, it leaves room for everything else to fester.
Yeah. And I think, at least in my experience in the online space, toxic, and that's where I personally have seen it the most. But toxic positivity is so individualistic and it doesn't consider like so many broader issues, like systemic issues, things like that. Because like, at least in my experience, the people that I have seen it most often from, like K-10, well-intentioned, but they're usually white women with some type of privilege. And so it's like, oh, just, you know, forget all the bad stuff and focus on the positive. It's like, well, if you hold any marginalized status or you have a lot of like things going on in your life, it, in some ways, and I've seen this online, I would love to get your thoughts, like toxic positivity can be gaslighting yourself or gaslighting others, I guess, into like pretending that these negative things don't exist.
Yeah. I think it overlooks and undermines like the barriers and obstacles that minorities experience. And it's, I think it's difficult because while people could be well-intentioned and it might work for some people, I mean, I don't want to discount that either. I mean, if you're out there and you're listening and you're like, no, if I tell myself to think positive, it's helpful. Great. You know, it doesn't work for everybody and it could be seen as like, you know, you're discounting those barriers and struggles.
Yeah, because I think as we talked a great deal in our gratitude episode, if you haven't listened to that, definitely scroll back. We were all in person. Quality was high. Spirits were up. Actually, I was in a bad mood. But anyways, I think
you were.
You rolled with it.
We're in person and it radiated right out of me just because I was within your sunshine presence. And y'all told me just to suck it up and smile.
We were just like, live, laugh, love through it, Justin, or else.
Yeah.
Nobody
just
said
be
that.
Positive. Y'all, we're all here. Ignore all here. The bad stuff going on in your life. Pretend it doesn't exist. And then you showed up and we're great.
Like the perfect example of how it could have played. And instead, y'all let me bitch for 30 minutes straight right before the podcast while we were supposed to be eating and relaxing is what really happened. But I think in the mental health field, that's what we would ideally want people to do is have the space for whatever is real for you. Yeah, that gets into systemic stuff. It gets into like just what's resonating with you right now. It could be, you know, I feel depressed because I can't find a job. You know, the toxic positivity that would be like, well, just keep applying, visualize it, keep it in your mind. Like, and it would negate and push away the fact that this is a real big struggle. And again, it might be because of issues you face related to oppression or anything. But as mental health therapists, we want people to have the time and space to be validated in whatever they're feeling or experiencing. Toxic positivity often ignores, skips over, and doesn't even do any of that, and just says, well, hey, at least you got internet. And you're like, bro, like, and you're never talking to that person again. We've all had that experience. Then you're like, you know what? I'm just not even going to be vulnerable with this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where it goes back. It lacks that empathy and that validation. And then again, like when you're sitting there being vulnerable and you're saying, wow, this really sucks. And someone comes at it as, well, at least you have, well, yeah, I know. And a lot of times people know that, like, well, at least you have internet. Well, I know that I have that. I know that I have a roof over my head, but that doesn't negate this struggle that I'm in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dialectics.
Yeah.
Well, and
reality, baby.
But you make a good point, KBI, because I think that like when I'm thinking of all the people in my life who like, again, are well-intentioned, but they say like, at least insert whatever, or, you know, oh, it's not that bad, right? Like it could be worse, like all that. I think that they're trying to make you feel better. But I think from a mental health standpoint, I always think you probably are uncomfortable with experiencing or holding space for or being around things that aren't consistent with maybe your mood, or maybe you're uncomfortable with negative feelings, even though they're real. So I always think about that too. They might not realize that, but I just wonder if other people have that same view. I think it's hard for those people to hold space for the negative.
Yeah. And I think too, like sometimes people don't want to see the people that they care about in pain or hurt or struggle.
Of course.
And so again, they try to look for that thing that will lessen that. But the reality is what will lessen that is that validation and that empathy. And it may not lessen it on the timeline you think it should be lessened on, right? It's not going to have that instant relief, but having space to just exist in something and to someone to say, wow, that really sucks. That means a lot. And I don't think a lot of people realize how important that is for just someone to sit in something and say, wow, that really sucks. Mm-hmm.
And not try to fix it or make it positive or spin it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I can definitely see how toxic positivity can like negatively impact or strain relationships. Like Justin, you said, like if somebody's just super positive, like in a toxic positivity sense, not like those people that are just like bubbly all the time. And like you're going through something and they're just like, well, just think positive or at least this, like, at least for me, and I don't want to speak for you all, but I probably would not want to keep that person around or close because exactly like KBI said, if you're going through something and what you really want is somebody to sit with you in it or just at least listen and like validate that what you're going through sucks and that's what you need, but you're surrounded by people that are just like, it will get better. Just keep your head up. Da da da. And it's like, but I have a lot of real raw emotions going on. And, you know, then comes feelings of possibly shame or like questioning, like, is there something wrong with me that I'm feeling this way? Like all of those things can come up.
It makes me wonder, and it kind of goes back to what K-10 said a little bit ago of like, do you think there are people out there that this works for? And who, if you're going to guess and use your mental health professional brain, who would they be? Like, what kinds of people would this form of like, I'm just going to focus on the positive all the time? Like, who would that work for? Because none of us really endorse it for the reasons we just stated.
The only thing I can think, and it's not a type of person, I can see how it may work in the short term, kind of like avoidance.
Yeah.
So we talk about avoidance as a coping strategy all the time. So avoidance helps us feel less anxious or whatever in the short term, but then in the long term, it's unhelpful. So I can see how maybe if like whatever the, I hate using positive negative to describe emotions, but like the uncomfortable emotions are that someone's feeling, if that is too painful for them to feel for a period of time, whatever that period is, I can see how toxic positivity in that distinct period of time may be beneficial for keep pushing, helping the person to keep pushing forward or something like that. But I can't think of a situation where in the long run or over a variety of circumstances or a certain type of person where toxic positivity, because I mean, the words toxic is in it, would be beneficial. Right. I don't know.
I agree with you. I think it's unsustainable for a long period of time.
That's a good word. Yeah.
And I think like, it's different than being realistically optimistic about something or realistic, like with like a positive flair, you know, it's just a little different. It's like you're completely discounting like all of the negatives or all of the unfortunate circumstances, you know, and I'm thinking of people who, I'm thinking of avoidance and how that might be, you know, maybe a coping tool for people if they don't want to experience stuff like Jess was saying. I also think maybe some people are born into family systems that they don't really talk about the negative. So maybe they're just kind of like, it's like a habitual thing, you know? And then I always go back to, is it helpful or harmful? You know, if it's not harming anybody, cool. Like for you personally, but I can understand if you're in a group setting, toxic positivity probably isn't going to sit well with most people.
Yeah, I would say I definitely don't know if there is like a specific group of people, but I find that toxic positivity, I see it, the group that I see it most often in is religious groups. I tend to see most often like that, look at the good. I had someone say this in a session a while ago, and it was like, God doesn't give the hardest, God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. And I was like, I feel like I tend to see it more in like organized fashions versus like specific like individuals.
Yeah, the examples you are putting out there, it's interesting. It's not where my mind went to first, and I agree, I can see that, I've experienced that, you know, but my mind went to men and thinking about how men are just so classic at this. It's a different flavor. So it might miss people, but it is the, no one cares about your trouble. Stay on the grind. What did you do to get today? What are your gains? Like, that's all toxic positivity just wrapped in a stereotypical man format of like, no one gives a shit about your suffering. Keep pushing. It's just what you did today. But it doesn't sound like live, laugh, love, but it is. It's the male version of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I never thought of it like that. I could see it.
So I think, again, the problem with that is you get left in a box. And I think anybody who gets stuck in the toxic positivity is stuck in a box where it's only acceptable to feel good or be focused on gains or be focused on this limited human experience, which is just completely inauthentic. And if there's one thing I know for a lot of men that resonates, it's like, you know, you want to be your authentic self. You don't want to feel pushed around by people, but you're faking it if you're not allowing the full spectrum of what you're actually experiencing. And I'm with what y'all said, especially K-10, of like, because of family, because of culture, it might be harder to tap into that. And we know people experience emotions differently. And at the same time, ignoring whatever your truth is, in the long run, as Jess said, not a shot that's going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And then I wonder, like, how many people who we see online who are seemingly engaging in toxic positivity, who behind the screen are actually really dealing with the emotion. Like, I just always wonder about that. You know, are you like that on screen and off screen? You know, I do wonder about that, because there's got to be moments where people kind of sit with themselves and they're like, damn, this is hard. You know what I mean? Like, I just wonder if that happens for those people who engage in toxic positivity. I would imagine it has to at some point.
Yeah. Well, and when Justin was just talking about like men, the parallel I was thinking about was the online space, like, you know, not being like the inauthenticity, even though we want to be authentic. We all know, even if you are authentic and vulnerable online, it is still through a certain lens, because we are still curating what is occurring. So, you know, and if you're somebody that maybe create, because I'm thinking of like before mental health content creators are really online, but like accounts I used to follow and things like that, the online space was very toxic positivity, because it's like, under like the guise of motivation or inspiration or things like that. So if you start an account, so to speak, based off of like positivity, do you kind of just roll with it? Kind of like men. Okay. I've been told this is what it means to be a man. So I'm just going to keep kind of conveying this message, even if it's inauthentic to who I am.
I'm like thinking a little deeper into like the concept of being authentic. And I just wonder for some people if that it's hard to be authentic because they don't have the privilege to be authentic in some sense in certain settings. You know, I'm just thinking about like work settings and stuff like that. Like, cause I noticed when I worked in the hospital, I wasn't like a toxic positive person, but I would try to just roll with things a little quicker, you know, because I just didn't want to like upset the group, or like, I just wanted to like, you know, not let it linger. So I do wonder if like people who engage in toxic positivity as well, if they, if it's based on the setting or if it's based on like, this is just like a way of life for them. You know, again, I don't have a main point. I'm just getting curious about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't think it's realistic, like in every moment, all the time, all throughout your day. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, that can't happen, right? I mean,
I think you got to have your spaces, your places, and your people to open that up with. But I think for a lot of people who engage in that toxic positivity, I'm highly doubting you take the time and the effort to pour that in. Because, yeah, especially at work, I think that's probably the best example. All of us can reflect on all the workspaces you've been in. It's like, how many of those? I'm like, unless it was like behind a specific closed door with a few specific like work friends, ain't no way in a moment, you know, I'm being vulnerable, like entrusting the systems I worked in.
Yeah, I'm glad you all brought up work, because I was thinking about like that. Other than the online space, that environment is probably one where I've seen or experienced or heard about the most toxic positivity. And like we've joked slash we're honest on this podcast about our feelings about like the one wellness day pizza party thing. But like, I can definitely think of settings I've worked in that promoted a lot of toxic positivity. It's like, you know, where, or like how they, I don't know, the holidays are coming up. So, you know, oh, we're one big happy family and, you know, we love it. Like, and it's like, well, Debbie over there was just, you know, fighting with Mark, who then did like, but that messaging of like, you know, everything's great and we always work as a team. And how many, like, I mean, I remember this in grad school too. I can't remember exactly what we were told, but it was like, don't bring complaints unless you're also bringing like a solution or something. But the way it was messaged was basically like, you can't even like vent your frustrations or concerns, which is toxic positivity. Yeah. Like, you can't just be happy all the time.
I'm remembering a supervisor I had during my postdoc, and I think I felt the safest with him because he held space for all of that. He was like, I understand that there's going to be growing pains and there's going to be like system issues and stuff. Let's talk about it and let's not ruminate, you know, like let's like get it into the room. But if you stay there mentally, then your entire day of work is going to feel heavy, you know? So I appreciated his perspective on that because I think if he were to tell me, it's fine, like you're good, just keep working, like I would not, I just wouldn't feel safe with him, you know, as a supervisor. So I think if even at work, there's like a way to do it, you know? But to Justin's point, I think you have to feel a sense of safety in order to be vulnerable to express those things. Otherwise, I mean, I could see why people just keep it cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only other group of people I was thinking about is where toxic positivity could possibly be helpful is people who really get stuck in their emotional experiences, which is what K-10 alluded to. And again, I'm not subscribing to this in the long run whatsoever, but I do know there's certain people who once they feel an emotion, it is like a tidal wave. Mm. And it's like they're swept away. Regulation, you know, is the challenge to kind of bring it back. And yet they still got to feel it at some point and work on the regulation skills to bring it all back. But I was just kind of thinking about that. Cause I think for most of us, which is getting to like, what are people supposed to do? Which is what I was going to ask.
Yep.
I think most of us, if we allow the time and the space, we journal about it, we talk about it, we express what is, I don't think it usually dictates our whole day. Like it might be an hour or two, but like if you self-reflect, when you let yourself be sad or frustrated or down and you expressed it, I mean, unless it's like, again, something big underlying that's all the time, it's like, how long does it like sort of almost become worse because you talked about it? Mm. I think for most of us, it's not like an elongated thing. It might be minutes to like maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the intensity and the duration and frequency probably fluctuates, you know, depending on what it is. But I agree with you. I think the more that you talk about things or the more that you acknowledge, you don't have to talk about it, but the more you acknowledge things, the more you become familiar with that feeling. And the more familiar you are, you're not resisting it so much. And then it kind of comes and goes quicker, in my opinion. Depends on what it is, of course. I'm thinking of like the things that are harder, like system issues, discrimination. I mean, those things I don't think are wavering, you know, but I think that you could pick a time and a place of like allowing yourself to feel the intensity of those. But when it comes to like, you know, situation type emotions, yeah, I would imagine it going by quicker and not getting worse by talking about it.
I was just going to kind of say like even with all of this, it doesn't mean that you can't have positivity, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't, there can't be moments. Like I was just thinking of like a post that I saw the other day and it could be labeled as toxic positivity, but in that moment, and again, it's, I feel like it's all to each person. So I saw this TikTok and it was just like, keep going. You got this. There wasn't any like validation coming like, hey, we know things have been hard, but that sometimes that is helpful. And like social media specifically can lack that nuance. I feel for me, a lot of the times, I've experienced toxic positivity more with in-person, person-to-person interaction than I experience it from online. Because for me, I have this understanding in my own head that like, they didn't make that for me and my specific situation and my specific nuanced piece. So I think that there's also like that nuance within all of this as well.
You know, you make a good point because I'm thinking back to, I don't know, I keep going back to like the experiences I've had with it. And when I was an EMT, like nobody talked about the negative stuff like ever, you know, like there probably were moments where we had hard calls, but like we would just kind of like talk about it quick and just like try to get over it. You know what I mean? And like just focus on the next thing. And I don't know if that's toxic positivity or just like not acknowledging things. But I remember there was somebody that I worked with and he was my partner for a little bit and he would just be happy-go-lucky 24/7. I'm like, we're doing chest compressions, like chill. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, bro, you know, like it's just like too much sometimes. I'm like, can we just like bring it back to the neutral, you know? But I do think that, like, depending on who you are and where you work and the people that you're interacting with, I think in person, it probably, for me, I'll just speak for myself, it just feels more intense, you know, online. Mm-hmm. I could, like, look at it and just keep scrolling, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think going back to Justin, your question about kind of like, what do we do about it? And I know you and K10 already said some really good things about like feeling your emotion or allowing those things. But I think first step is recognizing what is toxic positivity. Because I think a lot of times people may engage in it and not even realize they're doing it. And I'm thinking more like towards others. We might do it to ourselves, but like, you know, if, you know, we're trying to reassure a friend of something and then we catch ourselves being like, everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Like, there's no reason to feel sad. Like, hopefully none of us as mental health professionals are doing that, but we're human too. Yeah. And I mean, and then even I think for, and this is more for like other people as well, but if you notice other people engaging it, I mean, you can call it out depending on how close you are, your personality, but even just modeling, like validating, sharing those emotions. Cause I can think of, this is not necessarily toxic positivity, but like so many conversations I've had with parents of the teens I've worked with who are just like, I don't know, like I grew up in a family where we didn't talk about emotions. So I don't know how to like support my child, or like when my child expressed feeling anxious, I'm just like, don't worry about it because I'm uncomfortable. And like modeling those things, I think can be really helpful as well if you catch other people engaging in it. And if it's online, just unfollow accounts that are toxically positive. Totally.
It's my favorite thing to do.
KPIs. Right?
Block. I mean,
yeah.
Block, unfollow, done with you. Goodbye. Yep.
I do think that's one of the downfalls with memes or short form content, because like the messages that you brought up, KBI, yeah, some people, it lands with them. It feels great. You know, it's like, I kind of feel like you can't preface every form of short form content that exists. Like I'm big into expectancy effects. And I think that could, in some instances, be used as toxic positivity to be like, yes, the things you tell yourself do and can impact performance outcomes. Like that's a well-researched phenomenon, but if said in the wrong setting or absorbed by the wrong person, they'll be like, that's toxic positivity. And I'm like, yeah. Also the downfall, like every situation's different, but again, like we're saying, you can't negate what is for you.
Well, and you can't, like, there's also those pieces that you can't, those videos aren't meant for every person in every situation and every nuance. And I think that that's something kind of, we go back to a little bit of that, what about me effect? Like,
it's true.
We have to sometimes realize like, hey, in this position that I'm in right now, this doesn't actually apply to me. This isn't helpful for me. Versus, wow, this is actually something that I needed to hear today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us for this week's side session on toxic positivity. Make sure to rate, subscribe, share with a friend, share with that maybe family member or friend who may engage in toxic positivity a little too much. Just like slide it. Be like, wow, I listened to this really great podcast. I learned a lot. AKA, it's about you.
Oh my God.
Got him.
Got him. But thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week in group therapy. Bye.
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 Peace.